Joining us right now, Senator Tammy Baldwin. First of all, the new session into play in Washington, and one of the first items of business is extending unemployment benefits. We've heard the Democrats are very supportive of this. A handful of Republicans are joining you. Where are you right now with this proposal?
Well, we are still in the process of the debate. Earlier on in the week, we cleared a procedural hurdle, which was ending a filibuster so we could move to actually fully debate and consider the extension of emergency unemployment benefits. We're in the course of that debate right now, and we are hopeful, but there are some real strong concerns that we may not have enough Republican support to pass this emergency measure, and that gives me great concern because I know how desperately needed it is in a state like Wisconsin.
Are you in agreement with some of the representatives in the House that this should stay a three-month extension and not go further than that?
You know, I understand that part of this involves compromise, and the reason the Senate is debating a bill that extends emergency benefits for only 3 months is because that was the only bipartisan measure that we could bring to the floor. Dean Heller, a conservative Republican from the state of Nevada, which unfortunately experiences very high unemployment, was willing to go that far, but not further. And so that's why we're actually debating the three-month extension. I frankly think that this is probably going to be needed for a longer period of time, depending on the state and part of the country and how bad unemployment is. But we know that there are three job seekers for every job opening right now in the United States. And that, to me, says that these emergency measures are still necessary.
We've heard people on both sides of the aisle say this is an urgent need, but they do have a concern of how to pay for that. Any thought on what might have to happen budget-wise to come up with these dollars?
Well, you know, there's a reason why in the 17 earlier instances where this program has been extended over the course of this recession, that most of the time there have not been other cuts made to pay for it. And that's because it is regarded as an emergency. It does need to happen with some speed, and the debate over the pay for tends to slow this down and create a lot of pain and suffering. But I think the other reason is that people understand that this money is almost instantly infused back into the economy. Let me just explain what I mean by that. If you're, in a family, the breadwinner, you've been out of work for a long time, and you're getting a pretty modest unemployment benefit check, you're probably paying rent, groceries, paying your utility bill, maybe getting your car repaired or just fueling it up. But you're not, you know, storing that away in your retirement fund or saving it in the bank. You're using it right away. And so there's a real leveraging effect for this money. And I think it makes for a good argument that we should simply pass it with no strings attached.
Any idea when this might come to a vote?
Well, the next vote is likely to occur within the hour. It will be another procedural vote to move the bill forward. What we're hoping is that those six Republicans who voted with us earlier in the week to get over that first procedural hurdle will stick with it. But we have some concerns, and there's a ways to go before this is a done deal, at least on the Senate side.
Anything you'd like to add on that topic?
You know, just that this has real impact in the state of Wisconsin. You know, our nation's economy has been gradually improving after our deep recession, but Wisconsin's been lagging behind the rest of the country. And when this program, this emergency unemployment compensation program, was allowed to lapse at the end of December, roughly 24,000 Wisconsinites lost these emergency benefits. And, you know, a lot of these folks are in families with children. This is really serious business that we're talking about. And I also feel so strongly that with the work ethic that Wisconsin is known for, that people want to be back at work. They feel pride in their work. But as I say, there's more people unemployed than there are jobs available, and we've got to do something about it because that's the sort of state we are, and that's the sort of country we are.
The session still planning to go through the spring term, roughly April, from what I understand. Anything that you see on the agenda that is big for Wisconsin, maybe a farm bill or something?
Yeah. Well, actually, our session goes through the whole year. We don't have the same session as the state level. But in terms of the farm bill, we expect at this point that it will come to the floor the last week of January. I've been discussing with the Senate chairman of the Agriculture Committee, Debbie Stabenow, who is sounding very optimistic on her latest round of discussions with the Farm Bill Conference Committee. I think they've reached a lot of the agreements that they need to reach in order to move it forward. So we're thinking that last week in January, and it can't come too soon as far as I'm concerned and as far as particularly the dairy farmers of Wisconsin are concerned, because there's a lot of uncertainty right now without a permanent farm bill in place.
Have you heard if the food stamp program and the farm program is going to be merged into one bill again? Or are they going to stay separate?
It will be in one measure again, and that was agreed to a while back. I think that after the mistake that the House made of separating those two sets of policies, they've recognized that they really are intricately linked to one another. I mean, if you think about it, farmers produce the food that is part of our nation's nutrition programs. And so it's a way to combine the interests of urban representatives and rural representatives. Of course, those of us in the Senate represent whole states and the urban as well as the rural areas. But I think in particular in the House, having it together is a really important way to move the process forward.
Any other issues you see coming up soon?
Oh, there's a lot that is on the horizon in the Senate. So there's also a conference committee working on a compromise on the Water Resources Development Act. That's a major infrastructure program, similar to the transportation bill, except it deals with all the infrastructure surrounding water. And that's on the horizon right now. We also have a big debate coming up probably later in the spring on raising the minimum wage. I think it's something that people feel is long overdue, knowing that it's been many, many years since the minimum wage has been adjusted, and they're now poverty wages, not a way that if you work full time you can make ends meet, and we ought to be making sure that those keep up with inflation, so that people who work a full day and a full week can make ends meet.
The minimum wage debate has been heard off and on in the news in the last several months with everything from protests at fast food restaurants to some of the other service industries. What have you heard from the other side of that coin, the people that are in business that say they can't afford $15 fast food workers, for example?
Well, there's no proposal at this juncture to raise the minimum wage to $15. The proposal that is going to be reviewed and debated in the Senate would bring the minimum wage up to $10.10 in three increments over a couple of years. That said, had we indexed the minimum wage to inflation when it was last adjusted, the minimum wage today would be closer to $11. And so we know that it hasn't kept pace with the cost of living for most Americans. I think that that this is an issue that Americans are very familiar with. And what they look around and they see what's going on, they realize that people are losing ground, that that the middle class is shrinking, that people who work really, really hard, full-time, aren't able to get by. And they're saying that's not what America is about. That's not what Wisconsin is about. And I think that they understand that there are some trade-offs involved in this, but that basically full-time labor should be rewarded, and that people who work hard and work full-time ought to be able to get by.
Senator Tammy Baldwin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.